I'm Madeline Bialecki from Eddystone, Pennsylvania. L'Arche is a Christian community where people with and without developmental disabilities live together and create community. I lived in a L'Arche community in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in a house with 7 people with disabilities and 4 non-disabled assistants. I was one of the assistants. Nicole, Ross, and Bob were 3 of the people I lived with. The 3 of them went to work every day on the bus. They always traveled together. Ross and Nicole were capable of taking the bus independently, but Bob could neither read nor speak, and so he always needed someone to accompany him to and from work. Left on his own, Bob could easily take the wrong bus or miss the correct stop. He could also easily go off with a stranger who offered him a ride. One afternoon, I was in the kitchen preparing supper when Nicole and Ross came home from work without Bob. "Where's Bob?" I asked. "He didn't get on the bus," Nicole explained. "I can see that he didn't get on the bus and he didn't come home with you, but where is he?" I asked more insistently. "He didn't get on the bus," Ross responded. "Did you see him after work?" I persisted, trying to figure out what had happened. "No," Nicole said, "we didn't see him, so we left when the bus came." I then began to panic as I realized Bob was either still downtown or had gotten on the wrong bus, and I tried not to let myself get carried away with what might have happened to him. But I was very angry with Nicole and Ross because they knew they were supposed to wait for Bob. They knew he could not maneuver the bus system on his own. This was not the first time someone in L'Arche had not arrived home when expected, and I followed the procedure of calling the bus company and letting them know that Bob had not come home. A short time later, though, Bob appeared with one of the women from another L'Arche house. She had seen Bob standing by the side of the street, looking lost, and had taken command of the situation. Bob was visibly upset, his face red, and his teeth clenched. Although Bob did not speak in words, he was quite capable of making himself understood. I then brought Nicole and Ross together with Bob to talk about this incident. "Bob," I said, "how do you feel about Nicole and Ross leaving you? Are you angry?" "Yeah," he shouted. "Were you scared being left behind?" I asked. "Yeah," he groaned. "Nicole and Ross, what do you have to say to Bob?" I asked. "I'm sorry we left you," Nicole offered. "I'm sorry too," Ross chimed in. "And what will you do in the future?" I asked. "Will you leave Bob if you don't see him at the bus stop? Or will you try to go look for him and find him?" "We will wait for him," they both agreed. Ross then put out his hand for Bob to shake. Bob took the proffered hand and shook it. Nicole did likewise. Bob then hugged each of them, and I could see the anger leave him. He smiled as he hugged them, a genuine smile. He had forgiven them, just like that. The 3 of them started to leave the kitchen. "Wait a second," I demanded. They stopped and turned back toward me. I wanted to tell Bob that he had left them off too easy, that this had all happened too fast. I wanted for Nicole and Ross to feel bad a little longer, to have to live with some negative consequences for their actions for a little while longer. But in those few seconds, as they stood waiting for me to speak, I realized that I had just witnessed true forgiveness, the kind of forgiveness I always want when I've made a mistake and have apologized. It was the kind of forgiveness I expect and accept from God, but have rarely received from another person, nor have I ever forgiven so easily and completely. When I am the person who has been hurt, betrayed, or offended, I'm good at nursing grudges, at replaying the offending incident in my mind. I want to know that the person who hurt me regrets doing so and that their sorrow lingers. I can hear the apology and accept it, but inside I react as I did that day in L'Arche. I say, "Wait a second," and then I probe the apology. Was it sincere? Can I really trust this person? Does she really mean she is sorry? But when I have hurt, offended, or betrayed someone, I want my apology to be accepted instantly. When I say I'm sorry, I mean it, and I want to be believed. I want to be forgiven and to move ahead. I want everyone I have ever hurt, offended, or betrayed to act like Bob. I want to shake hands, hug, and then move on. That incident at L'Arche has become a standard for me, one I can honestly say I rarely measure up to. What I have learned to do, though, is to act as if I have forgiven the person instantly, to shake hands, hug, and then move on. Afterward, if my anger or negativity returns, I have internal conversations with myself, reminding myself of how God forgives me without question and of how Bob forgave Nicole and Ross. That day at L'Arche, I witnessed forgiveness the way Jesus described and the way I believe God deals with me in my sinfulness. My challenge is to live it out.